friend now.
When did he die for you? When you was friends? Amen. While we were enemies. Christ died for the ungodly. He was the enemy. You was at 52 and y'all turned over some. I mean 53, if you looked at the last two verses or a few verses of 53, you'll see it's talking about his vesture being more marred than any man. And then I remember him saying, people saying, where did you get these wounds in your hand? And he said, I got them in the house of my friend. How are you going to reconcile that to us being enemies? Huh? Okay. If you crucify the Lord on a tree, nailed through both hands, nails through his feet, there is no scars there. There are no wounds. He's not on the tree. He's gone down. And now he's showing his hands. Thomas said, I'll not believe till I see him. He said, Thomas, come and look at my hands and put your hand in my side. Wait a minute. He's off the cross. Now, what is he saying? He said, I've got these wounds in the house of my friends. Well, go back to the same verse. It was God in Christ reconciling the world to the sin. Then those wounds made us friends with him. When he reconciled us, that's what made us friends. We was enemies. He was dying for his enemies, but he made us friends in his death. And so he got the wounds in the house friends. There again, guess who crucified? What? He didn't say, I got them in the house of those that's going to go to hell, did he? That's who we say crucified him. That's who we say put the crown of thorns on him. It ain't so, but that's what we want to believe. You know why? We don't want to believe that we was that bad. You was worse than that. You was a worm. Yeah, we crucified him. I'm not proud of that. I'm not stating the fact. Would I do it? No, I wouldn't do it no more. Wouldn't do it now. But that's my nature. I was children of wrath even as others. Ain't been long ago that Sugar Tree I tried to preach on the others. Oh, I'm glad that I'm a children of wrath even as others. We were children of wrath. We were, past tense, children of wrath even as others. Oh, God, I'm so glad we're not numbered with the others. Something must have happened. Okay, here we were, children of wrath, even as others. Well, let's say all was children of wrath then. We used to be just like others. We got two thieves. They, more than likely, first time they've ever seen the Lord. Let's see if we can find out why this one thief, you know, accepts. I'd rather think, let's see, maybe why this one Christ accepts one thief. They both were guilty of the same crime. Children of wrath, even as us. They both had appeared before the same judge. And the judge that I'm thinking about now, for me and you, concluded that all in sin. That there's none good. No, not one. Somebody said, well, you got to seek God. The Bible said that none seeketh after God. There's none righteous. No, not one. Just a bunch of thieves.
They both had received the same sentence, done the same crime, appeared before the same judge, and received the same sentence. And one said, "Lord, remember me." And the other said, "If you was the Lord, won't you get me down?" What making the difference? See if we could give this here one that did cry, "Lord, remember me," some incentive to cry for it. I feel like this is the first time he's seen. By studying all the scriptures of the account of Calvary, I'm finding that the soldiers are leading away Christ, and that the malefactor's in is being brought right in behind. The first time to lay eyes on the Lord. And by the way, he is the Lord of both of them. That's why he can carry one to heaven, send one to hell. Didn't predestinate it. Just predestinated that his family, that one of them would be conformed to the image of the Son. He saw him at his very weakness. The weakest time of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is when these two thieves met him. They hear what religion has to say about him. Don't none of them want him. There is not one religious society in that day, Pharisees, Sadducees. Somebody said the Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. The reason to remember that they're Sadducees, they don't believe in the resurrection of our bodies. That's why they're Sadducees. All of them, people talking about somebody needs a soul winner, somebody needs somebody to go to them. Yeah, I know, but I don't know but one can really do that like it ought to be done. And that's the one died for us. Now, I believe we need to be everywhere we can trying to convert people to what I'm trying to preach to you today. Nobody believed it. And yet God is going to have a witness that this is my Son and ain't nothing wrong with him. He ain't done nothing wrong. And he accuses a thief to say that. Did you know anybody that has the Holy Ghost can't say that Christ is accused? We can't accuse him. That thief couldn't accuse him. Not no more. He said, "This man done nothing to me. We getting what we deserve. We done it. We deserve to die on the cross. But this man and done nothing to me." And now he says, "Lord, go with me with your faith. You've seen Christ in that such weakness." Yeah, you could if you'd had the faith of the Son of God. The faith that's the fruit of the Spirit believed that he's Lord. But you've got a dying man accepting a dying man as Lord. And knew he was. Said, "Lord, remember me." Remember you. Your past gonna say good riddance. Who wants to remember you? You ain't nothing but a thief. Lord, remember me. When thou comest into thy kingdom, who told him that he was Lord? Who told him that he had a kingdom? Who told him that he's going to come into it? And I'm wanting you, I'm wanting him to remember me. Tell you what I believe about it. I'm placing on a tree next to the Lord when the Lord tried that first. And I believe that gospel was preached from my Lord to this thief. A type and shadow that all it gets, it has to get it from him. When he said, "Father, forgive them," I believe that old boy felt it. I know he sure act like it. He sure learned a lot in a few minutes. When he said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what to do," he not only heard it, but he felt it. Thank God that I heard it one time. But I'm telling you, it's good to feel that your sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. Thank God for that glorious God that teaches us Brother Troutman was on the 103rd Psalms. That's one of my favorite. Well, he has not dealt with us according to our sin, according to our iniquity. But didn't say he hadn't dealt with them. Just hadn't dealt with us. But he dealt with our sin when he dealt with Christ. Remember me. What do you think happened to that thief? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll accept what that thief got, and I'll be more than happy to have that on you. You know, the thief been satisfied, Lord, it might be a long time, but I just want you to remember when you come in again. They said, no, son, verily, verily, I send you this day. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. Brother Ed, ain't nobody going to improve on what he got. And he got it right quick. Didn't have to say, forgive me for being a thief. He done repented of that. You know, sometimes we don't understand repentance. We think when somebody comes home to the church, they'll repent. There is a repentance in it. We do repent. But I don't know if there are thousands of times that I didn't repent and repented many times before I ever asked for home, nobody said. I didn't have all the light you got, but I had the same light. I had the same God. I had the same one. I'd done the same work in my heart. I didn't need to get my heart fixed. With the heart, man, believe it. I need to get my head straight. And when I got my head straight with my heart, there was nowhere else to go. I tell some of them at home, I tell you what, I'd like to preach that Christ died for everybody. I know then that include me. But isn't it something that we preach that he only died for his people, and we've got faith enough of sorry thieves to believe that he might have mercy on us, church to paradise, when he comes into his kingdom. Somebody got to have some faith. Something happened to us, it ain't happened to everybody. Don't you see what happened to that thief? It didn't happen to the other. How in the world is he all this, just in a few moments of time, so sharp and so knowledgeable about God and the things of God? Because the Spirit of God has moved in his heart, and he's born again from above. Did you know that other thief would have been a crying for mercy too? He'd have had the same thing. And right there represents the whole creation. Everybody be praying. Both of them saying the same thing. Mocking the Lord. But now one of them has changed. I asked you what changed you. You reckon that thief don't give God glory? Giving it to him right here. This man done nothing amiss. Let me show you how my Lord would have made a very bad blunder. If he had died for all men and had left it to their free will. He would have only got into the election those that elected or chose herself. And thereby would have really saved none. For their faith would have, in what he did would be the deciding factor. And I said about being fair about it. But was he fair? Sure he was.
and a two-piece food. I hope you don't get nothing else that you get. Luke 22:53. And they crucified him, and our Lord said to them, you didn't take me while I was daily with you. But this is your hour, and the hour of darkness. God had left them this hour to do what they done to our Lord and Savior Jesus. But when that atonement come, it was God that blew his people. And that's why our atonement come. Up until that darkness had covered the face of the earth, God was allowing us to see the depravity of man and his shape was all man. And now we see the hour of God. It's his finest hour. Man's at his worst hour. God's at his best hour now. He's died and the room is still. How we get it. But did you know if you want something of this imputed to you today, you're going to have to believe it. I ain't going to say for you to get the benefits of it after what. But if you're going to reap some of the benefits of what I told you now, you're going to have to believe it. For the Bible said Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Oh, you'll be righteous after what. You'll be like them, be satisfied. But if we're going to get some of the benefits of that righteousness now, which is ours by faith, we have to believe. And we have to walk in faith. And I want everything I can that God's got for me. I want some of that now. I want more of it now than I generally get because I'm not willing. The walk of faith. He said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's good enough, but well, looks like I'd show you then something as we come to the church, something we might could get that this us other thieves that didn't have to die, it hadn't died yet. But there's something we could have. And it's still. Now what did Romans 8 say about it? You know, we're not to condemn, we're not to judge. It's Christ that died, yeah, well, for God, his own Son, not spare, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not freely give us all things? On that same benefit of him not sparing his Son. He didn't spare him anything. It wasn't that he was trying to hold him back. It wasn't talking about that. But him and his Son not spared. He didn't spare him any punishment that me and you should have had. God's own Son. Not spared. Now how will he not freely give him all things? Why would Christ give him through such a death? To even allow wicked hands to do whatsoever they that God had before determined that they do, and then even submit himself to God to go taste the hell and death for his people. Why would he submit himself to all that so that we could just go to heaven? I tell you now, so that we can have life now and have it more abundant. Everybody in this house is represented that. I hope all of you was represented by the thief on the right hand. But everybody was represented that day by thief. And that will include all mankind, from Adam to the last. God bless you.
Yeah.